What if communication were fun and easeful for you? What if there were ways of connecting with people and exchanging information that surpassed what you currently think is possible? Are you ready to move beyond speech and into limitless communication? Get ready to listen, share, and experience limitless communication for you. Now, here's the host of Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication, communication coach, Lauren Pauley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to the Beyond Speech Limitless Communication radio show. I am your host, Lauren Pauley, and I am so happy you've chosen to join us this evening. It is May 23rd, 2016, and we've got a wonderful guest on tonight, Jorrit Tal, who is an author of a wonderful new book called The Discovery Tree of Love. So tonight we're going to be exploring the content of her book and how to actually stay in love. Before we dive into that and go over to her, I'm going to give you a little background about myself and the show. I'm a certified speech-language pathologist and a certified access consciousness facilitator, as well as a registered yoga teacher and so much more. What I've been doing is playing in the field of communication for well over 11 years now. I started with a very traditional approach working in hospitals with people with strokes and brain injuries. And it was when I was working with these patients, I started to look at what was really beyond speech. If I wasn't just going in to try to fix their verbal skills or their typical communication that had been lost from the injury, what's actually possible beyond all that? And it's fascinating, interweaving tools that are more energetic in nature and more of a broad perspective. So instead of looking at communication as the verbal chit-chat back and forth, we start actually looking at the energetics that are present with every interaction that you have. And what I found with myself and also with my clients is when you can be open, when you can be vulnerable, and also very clear in your targets for creation during a communication, magic is created. More possibilities flourish for everyone involved, and there's an easefulness and a joy that is present when you're interacting and engaging with the world. If you are curious for more information, you can find me on my website at laurenpauley.com. You can also find me on social media at Beyond Speech or Lauren Pauley. All right, and I invite you to check out the archives on the A-to-Zen.fm website as well. A lot of really cool old shows are up there. So we have wonderful Jorrit Tal here, who was born in Israel. So I'm super excited to have you on, even though she's U.S.-bound these days, living in California. Jorrit, can you give the audience some information about you and your background and your beautiful book?
Yes. Hi, Polly. Hi, Lauren. Information about the book is, first of all, about myself. As you said, I was born in Israel and to a very loving family. And I actually decided to write the book because many people approach my husband and I, mostly our friends, and they ask us how we managed to stay in love for so many years, for three decades, and in love and actually, and enjoy being together and being happy. And we kind of discovered some philosophy that we go by day by day. And I'd like to help other couples and spread the word. So that's actually the reason I wrote the book, to help other couples.
Wonderful. Like you said, you've been married now for about three decades, and I think you had kind of a whirlwind romance with him, didn't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, lovely. All right, so your book is called The Discovery Tree of Love, and I'm just going to read the intro that we have for the show. It's called Love is in the Air, at least when couples first get engaged, married, or decide to live together. But how do they make their love last? Do most couples truly know how to build a happy, joyous, and harmonious relationship one that stays strong for decades and allows them to create and build an amazing life together. I think that's a big question. What's your viewpoint? Do most people have that kind of knowledge base just walking into a marriage or a relationship, or do most people really need to be taught these different tools and techniques?
Well, most people, you know, at the beginning, they believe that they are in love. The question is, as you ask, if they can keep their love or keep the flame burning at all times. So that's why I bring it more like as an understanding and communication is understanding and communication is a big part of it, and respect, of course. And Doron and I developed some kind of in our mutual understanding, we call it human radar. And that's when two people decide to be a couple, you know, they don't really, it comes within the years. It comes that you have to grow together to become one. And that's, you know, that's a way to bring your, to keep your love together, you know, to keep your love and to keep staying in love and keep the flame burning.
Mm-hmm. So can you, you said human radar. What is that? I'm curious.
This is actually, it's a very complex. So I really would love for people to get the book and to read about it, but I can explain a little bit about it. You develop some kind of an invisible a radar between yourself, between the couple, and it's kind of a silent communication. Mm-hmm. It's like a radio waves going that you are. It's a connection between the two of you that you develop within the years. It's not something that, you know, from the first day that you meet, you all of a sudden, you feel like you have a radar. But you develop it within the years, and that's one of the things that I really want to bring out and to explain to people in the book. And I think it's possible for every couple, if they read it and they do the exercise. I have exercise in every the end of every chapter, so that's very helpful to understand it.
Yeah, and Keisha online is saying it's kind of like they're part of our extra sensory perception. You know, one of the things we talk a lot about on this show is the energetics that really develop whenever that you're engaging or interacting with someone. And so if you take someone who's been a partner for a long time, like a spouse, for example, that energy that you are with them becomes such a familiar thing, I think. It kind of sounds like that's on the same line of this radar, this energetic connection that you develop with this person. Would you say that so?
Correct. Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Without even talking with each other, you can feel each other's feelings or what you want to say, or really understand each other by just sitting in a room, quiet in a room, and you can really feel. It's like it is. Energetic, and it's something that every couple that really want to have a really great relationship with each other can have that.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah, and it's interesting to look at too. It's almost you see those people who have been just around each other for a long time. They almost start to read each other's minds or finish each other's sentences. And I think a lot of people write that off so often of like, oh, we finish each other's sentences just because we've been together forever. I've heard all of his stories. I don't think they really are aware of the fact that they may be developing this kind of radar, as you call it, where there is this connection where they can almost speak for each other, or they know what they're going to say before they do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So does your book actually go into tools and techniques about how to develop that?
Yes. In every chapter, I give a scenario of a couple that I interviewed for the book, and then I give a different scenario. I'm not a different. I'm writing about how I would, Dawn and I would do it, or how I think it should be. And then at the end of every chapter, I give an exercise. For the couple to do. Now, the best way to do it is if the both partners read the book together, or you know, separate. But they have to, if they both do the exercise. Yeah. So that will be the ultimate.
Yeah, it's just interesting. There's a lot of relationship books out there, and I think some are. Like you have maybe the wife or the husband who really wants to dive in and improve the relationship or read the books and do the practices. And some people, I feel like they feel they're hindered a little bit or held back because the partner isn't as enthusiastic for diving in. Is it something where one partner could read and do the tools themselves and still affect change? Or is it better? I mean, obviously, it's better to have both of the people involved. But is there still something that can be gained just if, like, the wife wanted to read it or the husband did?
Well, you know, in most cases, the wife or the woman, one of the partners usually read the book. Ideally, it will be if both of them will read it. But it's sure enough, you know, it's good enough if one of them is reading the book and then telling each other about the book and about the exercise and what they gain from the book, you know. So that's good enough. It doesn't have to be that. I mean, ideally, if both of them read the book, it will be better. But it's fine if one of them read the book, too. But it is a discussion. It's a very easy read, and it's easy to talk about it. You know, it's a discussion book, so it will be great even if one of them read it. It would be great.
Well, I think that's huge. It's like anything you could read just to start a discussion. So even if your partner wasn't inclined in this moment, if you could read the book and just interweave it into your conversation or have a conversation about it, what change could occur. I love that. It's kind of a sneaky way to go about it, but when the other person isn't quite willing, sometimes I think a lot of change can be brought about that way as well.
Yeah, sometimes you can even find a chapter that you really like in communication or understanding or respect or any chapter and just read a few lines from it to your partner, whoever, you know, that doesn't want to really read, and start a conversation, which is great also, you know, it's starting a conversation, a positive conversation.
Yeah, and I think that was what struck me most about your book is that the message is so positive, and there are so many things that kind of, the whole message in of itself, it really does lay out the framework for having a more positive interaction with your partner on a daily basis.
Yeah, what I do is I give the tools for partners to make their relationship better, to better their relationship, to make it more fun, to make it more happier, and have bliss and harmony. You know, so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just giving them the tools. To be positive and to make their life joyful as partners.
Wonderful. All right, we are up to the first break of the show. When we come back, we'll be diving into the seven branches that Yuart describes in her book to give you guys a little bit more content and a sneak peek at what's inside. You're listening to the Beyond Speech Limitless Communication radio show. I am your host, Lauren Polly, and we'll be back in a few.
What if you weren't limited to communicating just from the chit-chat of this world? What if you could interweave your awareness, your energy, your body, your voice, and language skills to communicate more effectively and easily? On Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication with communication coach Lauren Polly, you will learn tools to do just that. What if shifting your perspective was all that was required to open up to a whole new way of communicating? Listen for Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, and 7 p.m. Pacific on A2Zen.fm.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
This is Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication with communication coach Lauren Polly. To participate in the program today, please call us in the U.S. 815-880-8255-TALK or Canada 613-800-8736. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also ask for comment by email by sending it to Lauren at accesslaurenpolly@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to the Beyond Speech Limitless Communication radio show. I am your host, Lauren Polly, and tonight we are talking with author Yuart Paul about her new book, The Discovery Tree of Love. And this is a book that is available on Amazon in the moment. So if you'd like to go on up and take a peek and really dive in more to this content, we invite you to check that out. I was really, really fascinated with your book and the seven branches that you laid out. Before we dive into that, can you talk a little bit like why you called your book The Discovery Tree of Love and what the tree symbolizes to you?
Yes. As I say in my book, I always felt close to nature. Trees are one of the most beautiful symbols of nature. In my view, they are respective, and it's all about the elements of successful and happy relationship. Like a tree, a couple needs a solid roots in the ground that keeps them steady and secure. For my tree, these are the seven branches that I believe reflect the seven qualities that couples need to share, and in order to maintain a happy partnership and to reach out to fulfill their dreams. So most couples do not necessarily share these seven qualities. So I'm inviting them to climb with me and to discover along with me in my book those seven branches.
Cool. So the first branch that you mentioned is called deep empathetic understanding. Can you give a little more information about what that would be or what someone picking up your book may discover with that?
as I said earlier on the show, we developed a radar, and this is in the understanding chapter. So this is it's a big understanding a habit, or you know, a quality that I can call, and we also need to honor each other's needs in to fulfill understanding, like empathic understanding. So yeah, that's one of the you know, everything is much more complex that I can, but yeah.
It's tricky. It's tricky in a nutshell that we want to kind of get a little bit. It's interesting that you use the word.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
No, what I'm trying to do is, you know, everything that you should do, it need to be enhanced. Everything that you try to understand that and you that you're doing is it's in order to enhance your love to, for each other. So understanding is a big part of it.
Well, just the empathetic word, I think, is interesting and very different than a lot of relationship books go into. So can you talk a little bit more about, like, what is empathetic understanding?
Well, understanding, as we know, what understanding mean, it's well, if you call understanding in a, if you try to look for understanding in the dictionary, it says most people understand it comes from to know something or have a meaning of, you know, just understand in usual, in a whole. But when you speak philosophically, if you speak about empathic understanding, it's when you, when partners really, really understand, it's more, comes from more mutual understanding, is to say that it's more meaningful.
Absolutely. Yeah, wonderful. And I just love that, you know, that cue you gave at the beginning of the show, talking about that psychic radar that starts to build up, and really being in tune with your partner, I guess would be a way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And the next, okay, you wanted to hear about the seven chapters.
Yeah, the next one is the authentic loving communication.
Yes. Communication is really, really, really important in a relationship to be able to communicate and to understand. And to, I mean, comes from understanding, of course, but to communicate in a loving, authentic way is very. Not everybody can communicate in loving. It breaks to many, to different columns actually, and it's have a lot to do with respecting yourself and respect, identify your feeling to each other, and then it have to do with you need to know the values of each other and the needs that each other, you know, of each other. Recognize your partner's feelings and needs is part of it. You need to communicate in, I mean, in a humor and in a positive way to keep good communication, not in a defensive way and always communicate the truth.
Yeah. And I think that word authentic in there really speaks a lot. And again, that's one unique viewpoint that you have with your book, is being able to, and do you mean like authentic to yourself or even authentic in the moment? Like if they're in the middle of a fight and there's something that's bugging someone, what are your tips for being able to kind of guide through that?
Well, authentic is mostly to yourself, of course, but also when you're in a relationship, you need to just the way it sounds, you know, authentically. You have to be, it have to become from within yourself, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. All right. And branch number three, you talk about mutual unconditional respect.
Yeah. It's respect, you know, if you respect each other, you won't have any fights. You care for each other so much, so you respect. It comes from respect. You won't even start a fight, or you won't, when it's okay to disagree, but on things, of course, but the way you communicate with each other, the way you it have to come with respect, and that's where you don't hurt each other with the way you speak, the way you communicate with each other. So it's a big part of respect.
Awesome. You're right. Yeah, I think so many times we get so wrapped up in our own point of view, especially if there's something big going on, like during an argument or something. To me, that respect, really, you're able to look into the other person's world as well and really include them in whatever's going on, which is kind of a different way to be approaching a situation.
Yeah, I have here rules of, you know, the rules of respect game. Kind of that's something that I came up with, and it's have respect must be a feeling that come with inside you. No one can lecture you to be respectful and expect you to adopt the outward appearance of being respectful. It have to come within you. Or, you know, there are few rules that I wrote about respect, but, you know, and also constructive criticism. And people need to, I mean, especially between partners, they need to be able to receive or to get constructive criticism. And that's one of the things that people need to realize between in a relationship, not to criticize unless you have constructive criticism, you know. So that's part of respect that I see. It's all, of course, it's also part of communication, but it's more of a respective way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting, too. I think so many people want to do constructive criticism, but there's so much judgment that they already have of the person. So they try to, like, put a little bit of a positive slant on it. But at the same time, it can be very close to nitpicking or putting someone down. So I love what you say about having that kind of inward focus with respect and looking at your partner not through the eyes of, like, what's wrong and, oh, I'm going to kind of put a positive slant on it to be constructive criticism. But what if they could take away the judgment as well?
Yeah, judgment is exactly. So that's the next chapter, trusting non-judgment. Yeah, so it's non-judgment is, well, it's part of what you try. It's what you decide. It's your decision, and this is something that people really need to understand and to know what causes judgment. To understand what caused the judgment and how they feel when they judge somebody else, and how they feel when they've been judged. So that's really important.
Yeah, I think it's good to kind of put the shoes on the other foot, so to speak, of, you know, how do you feel when someone's judging you? Is that really what you want to throw at your partner? You know,
yes.
That the perspective shift, I think, really helps a lot.
Yeah. And it's have a lot to do with, I mean, I really believe in, you know, in the say, live and let live. Yeah, it's have a lot to do with judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like picking your battles too, right?
Yes.
You may not have to fight over everything. Maybe save it up a little bit, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And it's not only judgment between partners. It's judgment, you know, to learn not to be so judgmental about other people.
Mm. Absolutely. All right, we're up to our second break of the show. When we come back, we'll dive into the three remaining branches of the Discovery Tree of Love. You are listening to the Beyond Speech Limitless Communication Radio Show. I am your host, Lauren Polly, and we'll be back in a few.
What if you weren't limited to communicating just from the chit-chat of this world? What if you could interweave your awareness, your energy, your body, your voice, and language skills to communicate more effectively and easily? On Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication with communication coach Lauren Polly, you will learn tools to do just that. What if shifting your perspective was all that was required to open up to a whole new way of communicating? Listen for Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, and 7 p.m. Pacific on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
This is Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication with communication coach Lauren Polly. To participate in the program today, please call us in the U.S. 815-880-8255-TALK or Canada 613-800-8736, or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also ask for comment by email by sending it to Lauren at accesslaurenpolly@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are listening to the Beyond Speech Limitless Communication Radio Show. I am your host, Lauren Polly, and today we are talking to author Yorit Tal about her new book, The Discovery Tree of Love. We've been going over the branches that Yaret so brilliantly and positively describes throughout her book. And these are all ways to build a happy and lasting relationship. So we're up to branch number, I think it's 5, non-compromising compromise, which Yaret, I love. It kind of puts a question in my brain. It's a little bit of a different way to describe it. Can you dive into that a little?
Yeah, makes me smile every time when people ask me, so what do you mean? Non-compromising, compromising, you know, it's... it's actually, people usually, when they argue or, the answer is in knowing and understanding what you really want from your partner and what they really want from you. And you must be willing to support each other's ideas and needs. And it's not like I'm not saying not to compromise, but you need to compromise in a way that you don't have to feel that someone have to compromise. It have to be in a way that when you argue, you have to feel like it's natural because it comes from your love to each other, and not because you want to. You need to compromise.
It's brilliant, and I think it's so interesting because so often I think people go, "Oh, well, I'm going to compromise on this," and there's such this energy of "I'm going to settle." And what you're talking about is so very different because every time you go into settling for something or giving something up for someone else, usually that's more of a destructive creation in a relationship. So how do you compromise without settling or divorcing parts of yourself for your partner?
Yeah, and also not to take, not to feel like you're doing something and you have to get something in return. You know, if you ask, you feel like if you're arguing and then you say, okay, you'll take the trash later and I'll do this and you do that. And, you know, you don't give each other assignments. That's not how you compromise. You compromise because you feel like you need to, because it's your call. You feel like that's what you want to do. Yeah. It has to come from your inside, from your love, not for because you have to do it. That is an obligation.
Well, and I think kind of where I hear people's heads going so frequently is, but there's so much business to take care of, especially if you're raising children and you've got to take kids to like the soccer practice and help with homework and the house needs taken care of, especially if both people are working. So there's this juggling or balancing act that really starts to come into play. How does this fit in with that?
Well, exactly. So that's when you feel your partner's need. You know, you know what, you don't do things as a compromise. You do it because you want this relationship to work. It's not like giving each other assignments. It's whatever you choose to do because you want to do it.
Did you say it's kind of like a caring for the other person?
It's caring. Of course it's caring. You know, sometimes I found that the way I assume my need could be met was actually not as good as another way. Or, you know, if sometimes I discover that I thought was my immediate need was not accurate. You know, it's, but you need to feel it. You know,
And Keisha online is saying, I like the energy of that. It's more like finding the different possibility that includes both partners' desires. So again, not giving yourself up for them or having them, you know, compromise and give themselves up for you, but where can your desires kind of play together for more possibilities? That's kind of fun.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You can find ways to do, I mean, my husband and I, Doron and I, we love being together, you know, most of the time, I mean, as much as we can. And we share lots of hobbies together. And, you know, so, but if he has something he needs to do during the day or on the weekend, we want to be together, we will compromise each other's plans to be together, to stay, you know, to do things together. That's what we like to do. And I'm not saying that we always have to be together. Not every couples have to stay together the whole time, every day, 24/7. But what I'm saying is if you want to be together, if you love each other and you want to be together, you can find ways, you can compromise with your schedule, even when you have kids, to do things together, even as a family.
Mm.
And that's how your, you know, the future, the kids, they also, they get, you set an example to them too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that. Great. All right. So your sixth branch is loving lasting passion. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. When people hear a passion, they always think about, more of a sexual passion, but I'm not talking about necessarily about a sexual passion, even though it's very important in a relationship. But I'm talking about emotions and being passionate about living together, about being a partners, about being a couple, about being having a family, being a good parent, being a good example, being a good person on earth. Mm-hmm. So to have passion to something that you really passionate about, not only I'm talking about everything else in life, that you have to to learn how to be passionate and not just let your life go by here on earth. You have to find a passion, and one of my passions is being a good partner, being a good wife, being a good mother, being a good daughter, a sister, and being a good human being on earth, you know, and it's very important to me also to give back to the universe. So this is also one of the reasons I wrote this book, is to inspire as many couples as I can to have great relationship and, you know, and to thank the universe for be able to do it.
Now, I love that you're talking about passion on kind of a grander, bigger scale, where I think so many people just dive into their relationship and put all of their energy or focus there. But if you're more well-rounded and you're giving in multiple ways and you're really allowing your partner to give in multiple ways too, there just seems to be more oomph that when you do get together, there's more stuff to play with almost.
Yeah. So I also, you know, in the I write about different different kind of scenarios, and I'm writing about passion as a primal emotion, as I just talked about, and turn each other on in a small way every day. Like, you know, even when you're in the kitchen And when, you know, just touch each other when you go cook, or just say a nice gesture to each other, just for my husband and I, it's very important to keep each other to love each other's bodies. So we even take showers together every day. So you know, you learn how to be passionate about each other within the years, but with us, it was from first day up till today, you know. So,
like not letting that physical connection fizzle out, which so many people do as the years roll on.
Yes, but you learn exactly. So the physical, you know, you start when you're younger, when you just meet, and of course, it's very physical. But when you get older, you still you want to keep this physical passion. So that's, you know, part of what I write in the book is how to keep it as you grow older. You know, gravity do its thing, and unfortunately. But you learn how to keep it. You learn how to keep your passion to each other. And, so I teach it. I inspire in my book couples how to keep this passion going on.
It's a wonderful gift to offer, because when your bodies are happy, then you get to be happy too. So I just, yeah, to me, that's just a massive amount of pleasure and actually being on the planet, you know. What's the point of having a body if you're not enjoying it? That's my interesting point of view.
Yes.
All right, we are up to our the last break of the hour. You're listening to the Beyond Speech Limitless Communication Radio Show. We will be back in a few to explore the last branch of the Discovery Tree of Love.
What if you weren't limited to communicating just from the chit-chat of this world? What if you could interweave your awareness, your energy, your body, your voice, and language skills to communicate more effectively and easily? On Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication with communication coach Lauren Polly, you will learn tools to do just that. What if shifting your perspective was all that was required to open up to a whole new way of communicating? Listen for Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, and 7 p.m. Pacific on A2Zen.fm.
Do you know a child who is frustrated and disruptive in class? Who struggles to connect? Who's bright but still not making the grade? Have you ever wished that there were a kinder, gentler way to support children with difficulties in school or at home? Many children find Access Bars is benefiting them greatly. A study is being conducted to document findings in an effort to assist kids everywhere with these life-changing benefits. Will you donate and help to assist kids thrive? Visit www.accessyourbrilliance.com to support our study. What else is possible for kids now more than ever?
This is Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication with communication coach Lauren Polly. To participate in the program today, please call us in the U.S. 815-880-8255-TALK or Canada 613-800-8736, or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also ask for comment by email by sending it to Lauren at accesslaurenpolly@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to the Beyond Speech Limitless Communication Radio Show. I am your host, Lauren Polly, and today we are talking to author Yorit Tal, and I'm going to spell it for you in case you want to go and Google her after the show. It's Yorit, last name T-A-L. And we're discussing her book, The Discovery Tree of Love, which is up on Amazon and ready for purchase if you're interested in checking it out. It's been a wonderful conversation thus far. We've got one more of your brilliant branches to explore, and that is Dreams Come True, Visioning as One. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, this is actually my journey, and that's why I actually wrote the book. I'm talking about dreams. I mean, literally, to dream together. It can be a small dream or a big dream, as long as the two of you set up a goal for you to fulfill a dream, and then you can keep going. And after you fulfill it, you can have another dream. It can be a hiking trip or a beautiful home or traveling the coast, the U.S. coast to coast, or art lessons, any kind of a dream that you want to do together, even maybe take a year off and live in Italy or Paris. That sounds great.
That sounds fun. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that will be my next dream.
Sounds pretty good.
I'm not sure Dawn will go with that, but we'll see. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, go ahead, Helen. Finish up.
Okay. So when Dawn and I actually were young and we just started our lives together, we were very spontaneous, and I was 21, he was 26 when we got married. We were really, really young, so we didn't have a dream together. But as we started to, when we settled down and we had the kids, we started to feel like we need some kind of a plan. So we called it a dream. And so that's how you, you set up goals. I call it dreams, but it's a goal in life as a couple. And it's nice when you share a dream together, not as, as partners. So the main thing about it is vision as one. I call it vision as one because when you have a dream, you're starting to vision. And when you take two visions and make it a one vision, that's what I mean, vision as one. It makes you the two of you closer, and something you're looking forward to something together. And you make it as one vision. So I also have a couple retreats, workshops at my place in Topanga, and it's a weekend workshops that since I'm an artist, I do it through art. The couple come over on Friday, they settle down, and then on Saturday we're starting with after breakfast they come to my studio, and then I'm giving them one canvas. They talk about a dream or a vision, and in one canvas they paint their vision together. It starts from one with two visions, and then it becomes as one vision. And this is, of course, within a nice atmosphere, very fun, positive, non-judgment. I teach, I actually inspire them how to not judge each other also. So that's a great workshop that I do. It's Oak Creek Ranch and in Topanga.
Good. And we have about 15 seconds left. So if you're curious about more information about Yorit or her book, you can check out The Discovery Tree of Love on Amazon and also on her website at the same title. We will talk to you next week. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you for choosing to listen to Beyond Speech into Limitless Communication Radio Show. Lauren Pauley will return next Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, and 7 p.m. Pacific on A2Zen.fm. We look forward to communicating with you then. Until then, what fun and ease can you create with your communication that will open up new possibilities for everyone?